Science Matters in Connecticut. Making a safe, biodegradable mask for COVID-19. Tin Duc Nguyen, PhD, Assistant Professor, Department of Mechanical Engineering, Institute of Materials Science, UConn. Words to know. Piezoelectric material is a kind of smart material which generates an electric charge in response to applied mechanical stress, and vice versa. Autoclave. Steam sterilizers and are typically used for healthcare or industrial applications. In 2020, as the COVID-19 pandemic hit the world, me and my research team thought about using nanofibers mats for a kind of special protective mask. I have filed a patent for a biodegradable and piezoelectric face mask along with my graduate students, including Eli Curry, Tin Lee, and Tra Nguyen. When COVID-19 broke out, Americans rushed to buy and store medical equipment, especially protective masks, which led to a critical mask shortage for medical workers. Many people could not buy protective masks for themselves and their family members. Our team hopes the face mask's invention will address this shortage and could be a huge contribution to the society. The conventional masks/respirators are not reusable and are usually disposed of after 8 to 12 hours of use. Most of them are made of synthetic polymer, similar to plastic bags. So disposed medical masks create billions of tons of waste that will take years to decompose in a landfill, which can cause pollution and harm the environment. Surgical masks are helpful, but they cannot prevent bacteria, viruses, and fine dust, as well as KN95 or N95 masks. Nevertheless, N95 masks are expensive and do not decompose. As such, we decided to use autolytic polymer film to make masks with a filtration capability nearly the same as the N95. However, our masks can be reused after sterilization with simple methods, autoclave or ultrasound wave in jewelry cleaners. More importantly, they decompose after several years. The nanofibers film is used in many medical products, but this is the first time it has been used to filter dust, bacteria, and viruses. Thanks to the piezoelectric effect, the nanofibers layers inside the masks can create a small voltage when there is airflow from breathing, sneezing, or coughing. The electrical voltage creates an invisible protective layer, preventing the penetration of charged droplets of water, which bring viruses and bacteria. The nanopolymer film allows a filtration capability that is nearly as high as N95 and higher than other surgical masks. We tested and found that the piezoelectric effect would not be lost after sterilization or disinfection using high temperature, high pressure, or ultrasonic vibrations. Hence, they can be used many times. Our lab at UConn is still in the stage of research and product packaging. We are also working to prepare for the establishment of a startup for product commercialization. I hope the masks will be used widely in 1 or 2 years. Meet the scientist. My parents are doctors, and 2 of my sisters are a nurse and a pharmaceutical researcher. I have been familiar with medical terms from my family's dinner talks and understanding deeply how important medicine is for human life. However, I was good at math and physics at high school without much interest in biology and chemistry. Part of it is because I did not understand the subjects the way they were taught in Vietnam. Too much terminology and things to remember without visualization and specific examples for how impactful that knowledge was in the real world. I did not appreciate biology until I went to my PhD school, Princeton University, to work in the field of materials and their applications for biology. I started to learn that there are so many wonderful things in biology that can be applied for human life. The dream of doing research in the field that hybridizes engineering, material science, and medicine became real when I was recruited into the lab of Professor Robert Langer for my postdoctoral training at MIT. There, I met wonderful researchers in biotech. Especially, I was inspired by my postdoc mentor, Professor Langer, and wanted to become a leading researcher like him in this field of biomedical engineering. I wanted to work on highly impactful science and research, which can be commercialized and translated to real world and applicable to improve human life in terms of medicine. When I was young, I liked to play a lot of soccer, pretty much every day, and I still play today, just not as much as when I was young. I like sports in general and do exercise daily. I think sports refreshes me and is very effective in helping me to develop logical thoughts and ideas for my work. Besides, I have a small family with two lovely daughters and a wonderful, supportive wife. I enjoy any time our family is together. Skills and knowledge. This research is highly interdisciplinary at the interface of biomaterials and nanomicrotechnology. Hence, a good understanding of physics and chemistry is recommended. In addition, critical thinking, asking good questions, time management, working hard and smart are some soft skills that are necessary to carry out successful research. As an advisor, I always encourage my students and mentee to learn and master those. In the first photo is Dr. Tin Nguyen, Assistant Professor of Medical Engineering and Biomedical Engineering, UConn. In the second photo, Tin Li, student in Nguyen Lab, is wearing a prototype of the biodegradable piezoelectric face mask. There are some hyperlinks, curriculum connections at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help with researching those. That completes this issue of Science Matters in Connecticut, Making a Safe Biodegradable Mask for COVID-19. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.